From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah's health department announced 954 new cases of COVID-19 today. But as KUER's Ross Terrell reports, that number isn't quite as bad as it seems.
Because of electronic delays and the change in reporting, today's number is rather inflated. Let's break it down. 50 cases announced were actually diagnosed during the first week of July, and another 246 were diagnosed earlier this week, but the health department announced them for the first time today. Officials also reviewed antigen tests, which look for a protein linked to COVID-19 and have been given for the past 6 weeks. They determined those tests were indeed accurate, so that accounts for another 251 cases. If you do the math, that leaves us with a true number of 407 new cases today. Even then, the state's positivity rate for the past week remains around 10%, but health officials would like to see that number under 5%. Ross Terrell, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert announced modifications today to Salt Lake City's COVID response guidelines. It's meant to help the city reopen its schools for in-person classes. Right now, Salt Lake City is the only area in Utah in the orange moderate phase of its pandemic response. And under the orange guidelines, schools are closed for most activities and have to teach remotely. But Herbert says as far as fall class planning is concerned, Salt Lake will be able to move forward as if it were in the yellow, low-risk phase. As the pandemic wears on, leaders across the country are exploring ways to recover economically. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, some senators in our region are calling for more outdoor recreation spending.
In a letter to Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen called for future recovery legislation to include support for the outdoor recreation industry. She claims that could create 3 million jobs in the near term, particularly in areas facing high unemployment. According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the outdoor recreation industry added nearly $30 billion of economic value to our region in 2017 alone. The letter was signed by 11 additional senators, including Michael Bennett from Colorado and Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich from New Mexico. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
President Trump rolled back the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, today after saying it will expedite job-creating projects. The 50-year-old law requires the government to analyze potential environmental impacts of infrastructure projects and land management plans before implementation. Landon Newell is an attorney with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, a conservation group that opposes the rollback.
The new NEPA regulations delete indirect and cumulative effects. They also state explicitly that BLM is not required to analyze climate impacts.
But Republican Congressman Rob Bishop supports the change. He says the law has led to excessive litigation. Following the Republican primary, the race for Utah's 4th congressional district is quite lopsided when it comes to campaign donations. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports on the candidate's latest filings with the Federal Election Committee.
The Republican candidate, former NFL player Burgess Owens, had just $90,000 in the bank by the party's primary on June 30th, where he beat out three other candidates. The incumbent, Democratic Representative Ben McAdams, did not have a primary challenger and had more than $2.6 million on hand. Brigham Young University political science professor Quinn Monson says that imbalance is not at all surprising.
Burgess Owens just won a hard-fought primary victory where he had to spend substantial resources to be the nominee. And so he's depleted the fundraising that he had on hand for the most part.
Monson says within the next month, if national Republican and Democratic groups decide that Owens has a good chance of unseating McAdams, outside money will start to pour into the race. He says money spent on this election matters more for Owens than it does for McAdams.
Ben McAdams is well known by voters, doesn't need to introduce himself at all.
The 4th District leans Republican, but McAdams won it in 2018 by less than 700 votes. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says officers' use of deadly force against Bernardo Palacios Carbajal on May 23rd was, quote, reasonable and appropriate. The Salt Lake City Police released the results of an internal investigation this afternoon, a week after Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill ruled officers were justified in shooting and killing Palacios Carbajal. The report notes that Salt Lake City's deadly force policy is more restrictive than Utah law, and the officers met those standards as well. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.